From today until Holy Thursday, we begin a 40-day journey. This 40-day journey symbolizes our Lord's 40 days in the wilderness. Our Lord was fasting, he was tempted, and he prayed. We worship our Lord because for our sake he endured that temptation and suffering. In Noah's day, 40 days had flooding washing away evil that had infected the earth. And again, when it was time for the Hebrew people to leave Egypt, they refused to go because they did not trust in God's promise. So God led them into the desert for 40 years until they learned to trust. Really, 40 years until those who refused to cross the Jordan died off. That's how God purified his people. So this 40-day journey is called Lent. And from Lent, we get our English words lengthen and spring. This period of 40 days was described beautifully by St. Maximus of Turin this way. I've read it before, but this is always a meditation for me today. He said, "The prescribed 40 days coincide in time with that season of the year when nature experiences a thaw. It is the business of Lent to produce a thaw in our soul." It's a 40-day journey of thawing. We know that if our earth is frozen, water just runs off it. And we also know that if our souls are frozen, if our souls are hardened, God's grace will run off us. God's grace, which is far more reliable than rain, will just run off. So we need Lent. I need Lent because we need God's grace to soak in. We always need a time of the year to thaw us a bit once again. Nothing thaws our soul like these 40 days. This is a solemn season, my dear people. It's a powerful time of grace. These 40 days are powerful for us, and our Lord will not lose an opportunity to work in us if we ask. Nothing thaws our soul like ashes to keep death before our eyes. The ashes we are about to receive, sometimes worn like a Catholic badge, remind us that this world is not everything. It's the next world we live for and hope for. And our gospel today told us that nothing thaws our soul like prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. In your bulletin mailed to your home, you'll receive it tomorrow, as you always do. I write about some practical ways to thaw our soul, to practice prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Give me a moment. Perhaps in these 40 days, you can increase your Mass attendance. Our most perfect prayer is the Mass. And if it's already pretty good, maybe daily Mass or Mass once during the week. You just got Wednesday out of the way, so you're good till next week if you want to do that. Adoration is prayer. schedule a confession, maybe some spiritual reading will increase your prayer. Pope Francis said, prayer is how we respond to God, and God is always there to dialogue with us. We fast, and we actually abstain today on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and every Friday during Lent, we abstain from meat. Meat is a basic staple of our diet, and when we refrain from it, we wonder why. It raises our minds and hearts to God. Our Lord's symbol is a fish. His followers were fishermen. We fast because Jesus Christ fasted for these 40 days, and he expected his disciples to fast. And giving alms. Giving. I encourage you to recommit or increase your giving to your parish. Our Lord always asks that we give a portion of the blessings he has bestowed on us back. If you don't want to give to your parish, and there are days, these are days, with the news we've had in the last 2 months where people don't want to give anymore or give, I want to remind you we still need to give. There's the Operation Rice Bowl. We're going to have the Diocesan African Mission Appeal this weekend. You can give by volunteering. Our Spring Festival is coming up. You can give to the St. Vincent de Paul Society. There are many ways to give. The human soul has a need to give. It doesn't need to be a lot, but it needs to be. It needs to be. St. Paul said in today's second reading, now is the time. Now is the day of our salvation. Let's begin this 40-day journey of thawing our soul so that God's grace may soak in a little more once again. This Lent will be the last one for some of us. It always is. But I pray it may be a good one for all of us. Lord, spare your people. Amen.